It is so good to have you with us live and local now. Man, a guy that I haven't seen in this studio in probably 6 months, maybe longer, and it's been too damn long. We're talking about Jeff Ecker from Payman's Mediterranean Cafe and Lounge. Two locations to serve you, and a third is on the way. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes, but I know that you are very plugged in politically. You're on the advisory council for the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. You help them with endorsements and things like that. So you are very much plugged in. First of all, it's been too long. Welcome back. Let me just ask you, politics for you is what? Is it a hobby? Is it, 'cause I know you got a pretty grueling full-time gig with Payman's. What is politics? What is folks running for office? What is that to you? I want to ask you, because one of the issues that comes up, and it comes up in every state in the union, because I think every state in the union either has codified or as a part of their state constitution that they must balance their budgets. And every state I know of is looking for more revenue. Some say, well, let's just raise taxes. The largest tax increase in the history of our state, $1.5 billion. Others would say, hey, we're in an economic recovery. Let's recover our way back to a balanced budget. What's the difference? Which one works?
You know, on the revenue, and takes nothing into consideration regarding their actual profit. So, you know, for instance, grocery stores, restaurants who operate on very low margin really get penalized severely, because even though they're bringing in lots of revenue, they could actually be losing money, and they're still getting, you know, taxed. And the problem is, when you do that, you know, the industries such as ours, we pay for it two ways. We pay for it directly and indirectly. You know, so directly, in a sense that people have, you know, less money to spend. The businesses that, you know, bring in more than $4 million essentially pass it on to us. So, for instance, food distributors, liquor distributors, they're not going to eat that tax. So they just charge us more, which causes inflation. So we have to raise our prices. So the people.
So it's an indirect tax, in other words.
Exactly. So it's an indirect tax. And that's something that people are not talking much about. They're looking at it as though the big businesses deserve to get taxed. Well, they're not going to pay for it. They're going to pass it on to us, the retailers. So in the end, we either, you know, wind up passing on, you know, the tax costs in our pricing, or we don't, and then we
so and just so everybody understands what you're saying is that let's just say there is a vendor, Cisco or somebody,
right,
of that ilk, and
right,
they deliver food to you. If they get hit, if they're above $4 million and they get hit with this commerce tax, the former margins tax, that you're going to end up passing it on to me and to Jameson and to Chelsea and everybody else who walks in your restaurant. You're going to have to.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, I spoke with the vice president of governmental affairs in the Cisco corporate office out of Houston after this was passed. And he said, you know, what the hell happened? And I said, well, the big businesses here, you know, basically didn't stand up and didn't sink a lot of money into the effort to stop this whole, you know, thing from happening. And I said, I feel really bad, you know, for you guys. And he said, don't feel bad for us. He said, I feel bad for you. And I knew exactly what he was saying. So in a nutshell, he was admitting that they weren't going to eat the tax. They were just going to pass it on us. And essentially, that's what's happened.
And then restaurants pass it on to the consumer. And
right,
that means everybody's paying this tax, not just companies that earn more than $4 million. Jeff Ecker joining us. He's with Payman's Mediterranean Cafe and Lounge. He's kind of the grand poobah. He's the operator of those fine establishments. We'll talk about some expansion that's going on. They're adding a third location, which, and by the way, the location, I go by there all the time. It's going to be wonderful. We'll talk about that in just a second. You know what? It's amazing, though, Jeff, and a number of the politicians that voted for the largest tax increase in the history of our state are still out there, and they're still running, and they're still trying to talk like they're conservatives.
Yeah, and one of the things that they're doing is they're trying to highlight the fact that they scored high in this last session, But what they're not telling you, again, and you asked me that question, you know, where do I come in? Well, I try to disseminate, you know, this pretty much baloney that they hand to us.
You want to you want to name names?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, for instance, you know, you've got John Hambrick, Mike Roberson, Joe Hardy, Oscarson. I'm not sure if I left anybody out. I know there were five of these guys. But basically what they're doing is saying, well, you know, we've scored high in the last session, you know, so we've rebounded. But the last session was Democratic controlled. So, I mean, anybody's going to score high, you know, essentially. So they basically, you know, turned their back. They made promises. They signed two of them signed the tax pledge. And then they broke their promises. And, you know, that's, you know, a politician that essentially runs on a certain platform and then does a, you know, a 180 and sticks it to the people is really horrendous. I mean, you know, I wrote this down. I have to read this.
Is this from your op-ed piece back in, what was it, 2015?
No, that I can touch on. This, basically, you know, when the Republicans flip-flopped on the tax hike, you know, previous to that, the voters had voted it down. 79% of the people said no to question three on a similar gross margins tax. So that's almost 440,000 people that basically said, no, 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 we do not want this. So if 80% of the people voted no, that means that was a very, very bipartisan group. That was Democrats, that was Republicans, independents, whatever. So essentially what these guys did is, you know, Sandoval and Roberson and Hambrick and Oscarson, these guys hatched a plan to have this thing get passed and basically turn their back on all of the people that voted against it. When that kind of thing happens, they have to be held accountable. And so just because 2 or 3 years has passed since they've done that doesn't mean that they get a free pass now.
But you know what's interesting? I think a lot of these politicians, they think we are a bunch of morons. They think that we have very short memories. Oh, 2, 3 years have gone by, another session has come and gone. They'll just forget that we not just voted for, but in many cases shepherded the largest tax increase in the history of our state through the legislature, both houses.
Yeah, exactly. And so now, you know,
do they think we're stupid?
Well, they do. Well, the problem is, you know what? They do to a degree. But the problem is that if you've noticed, even on the national level, Americans in general, they forget very quickly. They really do. They forget a lot in a short period of time. So they actually run on that. You know, I think it's important to hold them, you know, accountable in this election. Now, you have people like Jim Small, you know. He's running against Hambrick. Hambrick was one of the leaders in passing this massive tax hike, right? Jim Small, if you look at his campaign, he hasn't said a word about Hambrick. He's running a very, very clean campaign. He's focusing on all the things that he's going to do, right? When technically he could blast the daylights out of Hambrick, okay? He's not doing it. He's a very conservative guy. Jim Small wants to repeal the gross margins tax. And he wants to stand for all of the great things that conservatives stand for. So that's one of the races that I really, really hope that people pay attention to.
And that's, by the way, in Assembly District 2.
Right, Assembly District 2. Jennifer Barrier is the campaign manager. She's very, very, very sharp, very astute at what she does. And they're running a very clean campaign. And, and the other thing is... I believe, he was endorsed by Michelle Fiore, which says a lot too. You know, the female version of Donald Trump.
that's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, So, I mean, so again, that's a really important, you know, Dennis Hoff is running against, you know, Oscarson. Again, Dennis Hoff, very conservative, wants to repeal the gross margins tax, signed the tax pledge, the one that, you know, these guys basically signed and then turned around and trashed. So, you know, there are some really good business-oriented candidates that are out there running right now, and I think we really, really need to focus on who they are.
What is interesting, and we heard it from David Gibbs, Crescent Hardy doesn't even show up for a lot of these town halls, these debates, or whatever you want to call them, candidate forums. He just doesn't show up for them. And we're seeing this with Hambrick and with others that are just trying to run away from this thing.
Well, they're avoiding the issues. You know, they you know, if they debate if Crescent Hardy debates, you know, David Gibbs, he's going to be asked questions and things that he's not going to be able to answer. And, you know, Dave Gibbs is a conservative guy. You know, again, I think he's a safe bet. There again, you know, we need to continue the ideological approach that our president has, you know, taken and try to follow in his footsteps. You see the things that he's getting done by trying to get rid of the establishment. The establishment is the wall, you know, that we're having a difficult time climbing over, but we need to get there.
Again, Jeff Hecker joining us with Payman's Mediterranean Cafe and Lounge. Our final couple of minutes, I want to talk a little bit about your business, because it looks like business is booming, because you're opening a third location. Everybody's been wondering, where's it going to be? Which side of town? Which side of town? Where's it going to be?
Well, it's going to be on Eastern Avenue at the 215. It's on the northwest corner of that intersection.
I know it well.
Yeah, the Las Vegas Athletic Club is over there. It's a freestanding building, and it's going to be... it's going to be a really cool place. You know, Payman has been over there for months now, every day, you know, even on the weekends, working till late at night, making sure that everything, all the equipment and the renovation is going well. And he's pretty incredible when it comes to envisioning, you know, the aesthetics in the theme of the place. So it's going to be really colorful. He decided to add a pizza oven there.
All right.
And branch out a little bit.
Everybody loves pizza.
You know, yeah, it's a very, you know, of course, as you know, Payman's is a very healthy place to eat.
Yeah.
So Las Vegas Athletic Club, all the people working out over there, they'll have another healthy place. Greens and Proteins is over there. Great place. Very healthy.
Tell me, because people have an expectation from your two locations, and tell them where they are. How is this going to be different from the other two?
Well, the other two, Maryland Parkway and Flamingo was the original, that was opened 30 years ago. So we'll be doing a, late fall, 30th anniversary celebration. West Sahara opened in 2004. It's at Durango, on West Sahara. They're a little bit different. You know, we're not a chain, so we don't cookie cutter the operation and the look of the place. The menu is basically the same. It's just that the feel is a little bit different. You know,
yeah.
Maryland Parkway is a little more classic. You know, West Sahara is a little more colorful, a little more, you know, vibrant. The Hookah Lounge is booming over there. We have a dance floor on the weekends. It's just insane.
I'll put it this way. I can't wait to see what you've done with a new location. I'm so excited. And what's the grand opening date?
It's we're shooting for June 18th.
June 18th. Okay.
Yeah, and
it's going to be great. And again, Eastern and the 215. You can't miss it.
Right.
I love it, Jeff. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, there are a lot of races that are going on, and I just wanted to plug somebody that I know, somebody you know very well. Jimmy Vega is running for North Las Vegas Constable. He's such a great guy. I've known him for years. Integrity.
Everybody knows him. Everybody knows him.
Jimmy Vega is a great guy. Just anybody that lives in North Vegas, please pay attention to the North Constable. Jimmy Vega is a rock star.
I hate to cut this short, but we're running short on time, and you know how it is in radio. When the bottom of the hour break hits, it hits. Thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. And we'll have you on again, maybe ahead of your grand opening. I'm so excited about it. Thank you so much, Jeff. Always good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
Jeff Ecker joining us from Payman's Mediterranean Cafe and Lounge. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. I love it. 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 Stick around. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's coming up next, live and local now. It is my favorite part of the program. It is where we get a chance to talk with you. Only it's a little different than it normally is. The first 2.5 hours, we tell you what we're going to talk about. We make sure that it fits on that three-legged stool. Compelling. Something you actually care about. Topical. It's got to be today's news, not something from 3 weeks ago. And hopefully it's entertaining. That's the three-legged stool that we use for most of this program. But in our final half hour, we turn the program over to you. We make it real simple. You call in, talk about what it is you want to talk about. In fact, that's what we do every day from 11:30 till noon. Tell you what, let's do. Let's begin. And oh, by the way, all you got to do is call 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Mike in Reno, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
He snatched defeat from the jaws of victory.
Who's that?
Trump. Trump and the American government. He canceled this thing. He had to have military operations a month before the talk. He had to listen to that rat-faced, rat-snouted Bolton, who probably told him to do this. He sabotaged this thing because he's listening to warmongering people. What I would suggest is he call Michael Savage before he makes any international decision. Let me point out, Savage was against moving the embassy to Jerusalem. He was against having Bolton, and this is sabotage. Now, who's going to trust the Americans on any kind of deal when this kind of shenanigans goes on? I mean, I just don't understand this. We had an opportunity. He held out the olive leaf. I'm talking about the psycho in Korea. He sent his pretty sister in. Everything was going well till this. Another thing, you had a female Elizabeth on there.
Yep.
Who was running for some district.
Yes.
She amen. I'm switching subjects. Thank you. She amen marijuana. You know, when you have sort of the blind leading the blind, when you're that naive that you think legalizing pot is going to help education, more stoners, more kids on drugs, we have an opioid epidemic, more gambling, that's what we want in Nevada. How naive can that woman be? Seduced by money like any Republican. This is going to hurt us. The legalized game. I listen to
hey, Mike. But look at what's going on. The Nevada Department of Taxation said yesterday, taxable sales of adult use marijuana topped $41 million in 1 month. That's a 16% increase from February, 14.5% more than the previous monthly record of $35 million in December. This thing, the people are demanding this thing.
Who cares? I know they demand it because people demand something. Does that mean it's good because it's popular? It's only going to hurt another generation who are already stoned. More irresponsibility. That's what gaming is. That's what gambling is. That's what you want. That's what drugs are. Teach them irresponsibility, more weakness, and more addiction.
Or we can go back to the old way of doing it, which is just ignore it, and it goes underground. The same people, I suspect the same people that were smoking weed a couple of years ago are still smoking weed. What will be interesting, and it will take a year or two to do, is to get actual studies to see has that number of people smoking pot increased. That's when it gets interesting. What will happen then? coming up, another edition of Nevada Voices, where we provide a platform for folks all across the state, in every community out there, to have their say about something, an issue, a race. That's what we do, and it's called Nevada Voices. Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know what we do. You call in. We talk about what you want to talk about. Let's go to Ben in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now. Talk that rocks. Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning.
Thanks, Kevin. Hey, I want to talk about the North Korea possible nuclear deal. And President Trump is stepping very, very cautiously on this deal, as he should be. And what they are worried about is that North Korea will be able to continue their nuclear development in China, and where we won't be able to monitor it. And that's what they're very, very concerned about.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the president made the right move to essentially cancel the talks, or maybe postpone is a better way of looking at it, where we could pick this up later and we'll still work towards this, but we're just not going to do it on June 12th?
Yeah, I think he made the right decision. It's just all part of the art of the deal.
No, and maybe that's maybe all this is a negotiation. What do you think, Travis? You're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just had a comment to make towards what Mike was saying earlier. I was active duty Air Force station in South Korea, and just to open their eyes, they have joint military with the ROKAF, that's who I did joint with the Republic of Korea Air Force, exercises year-round. We're not talking just one every year or one that's planned. We're talking, I had seven in 12 months. So for them, these people to assume that these things are scheduled just a strong arm, these things are scheduled way out. They're always running. So I think it's the reverse of that. The fact that he didn't cancel it shows that he's not going to be, President Trump is not going to be strong-armed into canceling something that's consistently ongoing instead of the reverse thought of what's maybe going on with that.
Good point. Good point. And by the way, he's got some experience. He's been there. Yeah. Stick around. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls. I've got two lines open right now. You can seize either one of them. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Live and Local Now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how it works. You call in. You talk about what it is that matters to you. In fact, tell you what to do. Let's go out to Sunrise Mountain. Go to Mary. Mary, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Kevin, I wanted to say that I hear these people talk continually about our democracy, our democracy, our democracy. Do you see a problem there?
Well, I mean, everybody always talks about, well, we're not a democracy. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. So what are we?
We are a democratic republic or something.
We're a republic.
And? But if people do the shorthand and they talk about a democracy, you're saying they're just mislabeling.
Well, I don't think they've got the concept down. Democracy is where 51% can decide what happens.
Well, and in one house, that's what we. But the founders were really smart. They said, no. We need the cooling saucer of the United States Senate. And so, you know, and we've got, you know, if 51% of the House or 50% plus one wants to pass a bill, they pass a bill. But it still has to go through the Senate. So so your point's well taken. Do you think people in misdescribing and mislabeling, do you think they miss the point of what it is we actually are?
democracy is like a Soviet socialist republic. So it's like socialism.
Wow. Wow. I pray that we never, ever come to that. Ken, you're up and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What is it you want to talk about?
Well, Kevin, I wanted to talk to you about that Supreme Court vote on small businesses and how I was surprised that it wasn't discussed anywhere by anybody. It wasn't in the news, very little in the paper, and how important that was to employees. That vote that said that 5-4 vote in favor of small businesses that said that you cannot individually sue your employer. You've got to arbitrate. I don't think the average guy realizes that if that had failed, and a guy comes to work every day and he's got a new lawsuit because, you know, the smoke room's too far from the front office and I didn't have time to smoke my cigarette and the guys in the back room are whistling at me and the girl next to me makes $1 an hour more. I don't think people realize how fast small businesses would have gone broke trying to defend themselves against these suits. And I don't think they realize how fast this would have forced businesses to go to automation and robots to replace people who aren't going to sue them. And you know, I'm calling you because you have a good way to explain things to the average guy. And I hope you get a chance to explain this to people the way you do the best, much better than I do.
Ken, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. And again, it will not be viewed as one of the major decisions. And as you notice, the major decisions usually get handed down in the final week, right before 1st of June, essentially. This was not considered one of the major opinions. It probably should be, and for the very reason you're talking about. One of the things that is going on right now, even as we speak, in our nation's capital, Trey Gowdy and Devin Nunes have been getting a briefing. Coming up in just an hour or so, more people on Capitol Hill will be getting a briefing on what happened in the Russian investigation. But one member of Congress, this is cut one, by the way, Joaquin Castro. He was a Texas congressman. I knew him during my time down there. He was a state assemblyman or something like that. He's now a Texas congressman, and he's on the House Intelligence Committee, and he is glad that Democrats are going to get to see the Russian investigation briefing. Listen to Joaquin Castro. My question is, how long will it take for either the Trey Gowdy-Devin Nunes meeting, which occurred about 9 o'clock our time, or this Gang of Eight meeting, which is the leaders of the House, the Senate, the chairman of the committees, how long will it take for classified stuff to leak out? And who will end up doing the leaking? That is the problem. Who is it that's going to leak this stuff out? Is it going to be Devin Nunes? Is it going to be the White House? And will it be stuff that will exonerate the president? In which case, you might have just assumed that the White House leaked it. Don't know. But I guarantee you by sundown today, I'll bet you some of this stuff gets leaked. I think it's so tremendous that we are now down to about a day and a half and counting to early voting. And I hope we have put a lot of emphasis on this program on early voting, because I know all the signs. You know, the yard signs and the A-frames that you see out on South Rainbow and different streets. You see these wonderful, what they call A-frames, and they all have June 12th on them. But the fact is that beginning Saturday, you can vote early. And I hope you will. By the way, we now know it's the Golden Knights, the Washington Capitals, Monday, here. Yeah, 5 p.m. I'm so excited. Go Knights, go. This is going to be. And by the way, this is the Stanley Cup Finals. This is it. There is no more hockey after this. There's no, NFL Pro Bowl. There's none of that. I'm so excited. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Till we join you tomorrow, my name is Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now.